The food we put into our bodies plays a critical role in our day-to-day health, and this input can be even more significant for New Yorkers living with chronic health conditions. To discuss the benefits of medically tailored meals for New Yorkers with chronic conditions, including how best to ensure that those New Yorkers can access important nutrition, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Karen Pearl, chair of the Food is Medicine Coalition and a special advisor to God's Love We Deliver, a nonprofit working to improve the health of people living with serious illnesses by addressing hunger and malnutrition. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Great to be with you.
Great to have you. So for starters, what do we know generally about the importance of diet on our health?
Nutrition plays an enormous role in both our health and in disease management or disease reversal. So what we eat affects how we live, how we feel, how much energy we have, and also whether or not we are setting up the condition to develop more chronic illnesses. And then once people are sick, we also know that nutrition plays a vital role in addressing chronic illness. And we have lots of research, which I'm sure we'll get to, and lots of experience knowing that what we eat, how we nourish our bodies, has a direct impact on reversing many, many chronic illnesses, or at least lessening them. And often that's done with medication, but not always. And so nutrition is, this is the moment. Everybody's recognizing how important nutrition is in the management of chronic illness, which, as you know, is costing our healthcare system just billions of dollars every year.
Well, yeah, let's turn to the impact of our diet on chronic conditions, both in terms of potentially contributing to them as well as making them go away or mitigating the consequences. Are there certain conditions that are exacerbated by what we eat? And are there some where it's been pretty well documented that changes in our diet can address chronic conditions?
Chronic conditions that people are paying most attention to now, things like out of control diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, renal disease, which is kidney disease, all of those and others, cancers, many other illnesses are directly affected by what we eat. And what people don't always understand is the complexity of managing disease through diet. Most people who are diabetic understand the message, don't eat candy, cake, ice cream, cookies, right? Everybody knows that sugar exacerbates your diabetes. And so people think if they just cut those things out, they'll be fine. And what they don't really recognize is that we put so many other foods into our bodies that metabolize into sugar, like plain white pasta. People think that they're really doing the right thing. And in fact, when they eat some of those foods, our body turns those into sugars, also exacerbating their diabetes. So at God's Love We Deliver and at the other Food is Medicine Coalition programs, part of what our nutritionists do is educate our clients on the importance of monitoring their whole diet and understanding everything that they put into everything that they eat and nourish themselves with to make sure that they are knowledgeable and able to take care of themselves when they might come off of our program because they're doing really well. We don't want them to bounce back. We want them to know how to take care of themselves. So by eating the medically tailored meals that we produce, they get to see portion sizes that make sense. They get to see the right combination of protein and vegetables and all the different nutrients that they eat. And that's what enables them to continue on post our program. But first, we've got to work to get them back under control.
Yeah, you bring up the point about knowledge and how for a lot of people, understanding what we're putting in our bodies can be a major barrier. But then there actually is the process of getting connected to the right food, and whether that's purchasing it ourselves and preparing it at home, or for others, actually having those medically tailored meals put together for them. What sort of barriers are there for people trying to access the latter? Because while I imagine God's love we deliver reached out to a lot of people, there are limits to your capacity.
It's funny you ask that because one of the things that we have as a very core principle at God's Love We Deliver is that being sick and hungry is a crisis that demands an urgent response. And because of that, we have committed to not having a waiting list. So when people call and they say, or they get referred by a doctor or a nurse practitioner or whatever, and they say, I'm really in trouble. This is my illness. This is why I cannot shop or cook for myself, because that's what we call an activity of daily living that they can no longer engage in. We say yes. And that is part of what is putting a great deal of demand on us right now, because as more and more people understand the power of medically tailored meals, our referrals are just skyrocketing, and we are growing in the last 2 years, 50% increase in the numbers of people we're serving. But we're committed to it because we really do believe what we do was so important to creating a healthier community, healthier individuals, healthier families. So far, we've been able to stay true to that principle. And we have since 1985 when we were first started.
Well, here at the Capitol, there's legislation that would require Medicaid cover medically tailored meals and medical nutrition therapy for those individuals living with one or more chronic conditions. And I'm curious how something like that might benefit groups like yours that are providing this service and potentially make your bottom line a little healthier as you try to do all of this outreach.
Well, we love that bill. We do believe very strongly in health equity, both at the God's Love We Deliver organization level and at the Food is Medicine Coalition. And what health equity really means is that everyone should have equal access to the medical care that will help them to heal, to get better, to get stronger. And the only way we will ever get there is the medically tailored meal intervention. And I use that very carefully. I'll come back to that. But if the medically tailored meal intervention does become a reimbursable benefit, because people who are on Medicaid, which is what this bill addresses, who are poorer, are the ones who have the most difficult time purchasing the foods that they need to take care of themselves, whether that is good fruits and vegetables, whether that is because they live in a food desert or their market doesn't necessarily carry a big variety or whatever it might be. But from a health equity perspective, we really believe that it is important to make sure that we are able to make medically tailored meals available to everybody. So we think that the legislation is really terrific, and we are excited that it was passed in the Senate. We don't know what will happen in the Assembly, but I do think that there's a lot going on in the state around Medicaid right now, and we will see more and more people who are able to get access because of that. And I want to come back to the concept of the intervention, because what we have for medically tailored meals, we talk a lot about meals, but it's really the whole intervention, which includes medical nutrition therapy, which is a full nutrition assessment to find out what the person needs in terms of what their diagnosis is, what their side effects are, what their medications are, what problems that they might be having, so that the foods and the meals that the nutritionists design for those individuals take into account all of that. And then once meals start, there's ongoing connection with our dietitians and our clients to continue that education that we talked about earlier, because we really do want to make sure that it's not just the meal that there's a growing understanding of what people need so that they can or their families can help take care of them over time, if that's appropriate.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the cost benefit of something like this Medicaid coverage requirement? Because I have to imagine there are listeners who are going, oh, great, another Medicaid expenditure, rising tax dollars. But the service we're talking about here is not necessarily that expensive compared to the cost that you can potentially avoid.
Absolutely. Through research that has been peer-reviewed, published, all of those things. So this is not just made up. People who are on medically tailored meals go to the hospital 50% less often than there's some studies than before they were on medically tailored meals or against a control group. Their use of the emergency room drops 70%. Those two factors alone are some of the biggest drivers, use of emergency departments and hospitalization of healthcare costs in this country. And by being on a medically tailored meal, net of the cost of providing the service, the healthcare system saves 16%. That's enormous. We say that you can feed someone medically tailored meals for a year by avoiding one hospitalization. So the cost benefit analysis has been done. This is a really cost-effective intervention. It's low cost to begin with. It saves a lot of costs. And as importantly, results in better health outcomes, which is why you're getting those savings. And there was a study published in the Journal of the Medical Association, in JAMA, that showed that in 1 year, by getting medically tailored meals available to everyone who needs them, the system, the healthcare system, would avoid 1.6 million hospitalizations. This is not just New York State. This is across the country, saving $13.6 billion. High impact intervention with a lot of cost savings.
Well, on that positive note, we're going to have to leave things. We've been speaking with Karen Pearl. She's the chair of the Food is Medicine Coalition and a special advisor to God's Love We Deliver, a nonprofit working to improve the health of people living with serious illnesses by addressing hunger and malnutrition. Karen, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you so much, David. This has been a pleasure.
And for more Capital Press Room content, visit capitalpressroom.org. or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. And if you listen to us from an Apple device, make sure to leave us a rating and a review so it helps other people find the show. For Capital Press Room content, visit capitalpressroom.org or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.